From KUOW, 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Last Monday, the Port Townsend School Board voted to retire the high school mascot, the Redskin. The Redskin had been the mascot for 88 years. The Peninsula Daily News reports nearly 275 people turned out to the meeting, and most of the speakers wanted to retain the Redskin name, including Terry McQuillan, a member of the Macaw tribe. McQuillan said she was heartbroken by the Port Townsend School Board's unanimous decision. While Port Townsend's Redskin mascot is gone, there are still the Washington, D.C. Redskins, the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Atlanta Braves. Opponents to these Indian mascots say they are offensive and outdated. What do you think? Should they be banned? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's 800-289-5869. If you're out in Port Townsend and you'd like to comment, give us a call, 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation@kuow.org. David wrote to us, "I grew up in Port Townsend and graduated from Port Townsend High School in 2001. I commend the school district for the decision to finally ditch the Redskins mascot. I find the use of a racial stereotype as a mascot to be absurd. Moreover, though, I find the use of a racial epithet that describes a population that's been subject to more than 500 years of oppression, rape, murder, theft, and dispossession offensive. For me, the best way to conceptualize this issue is to ask, would you find the use of kike, wetback, or slant eyes racially insensitive or offensive as a mascot? If so, why is Redskins okay?" That's what David wrote to us. We got another perspective from Tony, who wrote, "I'm from Pekin, Illinois, and we were the Pekin Chinks until the 1980s. The intent of the mascot name was to honor China, but education comes slowly. Many of the previous Pekin High School alums still insist they are Chinks and proud of it. There is a certain point at which you've learned your error. You continue the battle, the degrading terms. It just reflects back at you." And Tony wrote, "I actually own two of these shirts, and I have worked for civil rights most of my adult life." What do you think? 206-543-5869. KUOW's Hannah Byrne took to the streets to see whether people out there found the Redskin mascot offensive.
No, not at all. It's just a name. It doesn't imply anything negative.
I do, actually. I find it to just be a caricature and to really promote horrible stereotypes.
Do I take offense? I've been watching football since I was two, so it's pretty ingrained in my mind, but I imagine we'll be seeing a few less teams related to Native Americans, which I think is a more or less good thing.
Absolutely not. I think people are proud of them, as I am of Chicago Blackhawks. And Cleveland Indians are proud of theirs. It's all in the pride behind it.
I don't think it's really that bad because people don't mean it to be offensive.
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't really think about the whole history behind it. I just think of the mascot.
Yes, I do. I think it's offensive. I think it is not representative of who we are as a nation, a melting pot.
No, personally, I'm not offended, but I do think it's inappropriate for these days.
I think there are a lot of stereotypes out there, and I think people should take things at face value. That's a mascot.
That was Brendan Howe, Grady Rhodes, Mary White, Jonathan Dupuy, Evelina Kiley, Alex Kolar, and Aaron Reed. What do you think? Do you find the Redskin mascot offensive, and should Indian mascots be banned like they did in Port Townsend this week? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Jay Rosenstein is an award-winning documentary producer who made the 1997 PBS documentary called In Whose Honor about the controversy over the use of Indian mascots in sports. Jay, thank you for talking to us today.
My pleasure. I wish I had the same 72 degrees here in Illinois, but no such luck.
Sorry about that. So when did the practice of using Indian mascots begin, and why did it start?
Well, I don't know absolutely, but in sports it seems to have begun in the early 1900s. The question as to why it began, the answer is the same as why do little kids play cowboys and Indians? And why has dressing up like an Indian, and why has the Boy Scouts' embrace of these kind of Indian ideas and fantasies been going on for so long? I'm not exactly a sociologist, so I can't exactly answer that, but there is this long-time sort of fascination and fetishization even of dressing up and playing Indian.
Well, it's interesting that since the time that you did this documentary, it's my sense that a lot of teams have dropped these Native American nicknames. Do you think that is the case?
Oh, absolutely. This is going in only one direction. It's certainly not happening as quickly as many of us would like, but if you charted the number of teams, and this is at all levels, junior high, high school, up to pros, if you charted the number of teams that have Native American mascots or nicknames or logos over time, you would see that the graph just starts to go down, and it's only going down, and it's going to continue to go down.
Now, I was interested to see that a member of the Macaw tribe, Terry McQuillan, was quoted in the Peninsula Daily News as being terribly disappointed, heartbroken, according to the newspaper, that they decided to drop the Redskins from the Port Townsend high school mascot. But you've talked to a lot of Native Americans in putting together this documentary. How would you characterize the sentiment over the use of these terms?
Well, I would say the sentiment, if you look at all the national Native organizations, they've all come out against the use of these kind of nicknames, logos, mascots, etc. It's a complicated question for a number of reasons. First of all, in terms of Native attitudes, one question is, if you were to take a poll, who would qualify as being a representative of Native Americans? Now, that in itself is pretty complicated, and the opinions vary depending on if a person was raised, for instance, on a reservation or raised with tribal values or cultural values or identify themselves primarily as a Native American versus someone who was maybe raised in a totally white environment and who identifies as white but claims to have some kind of amount of Indian blood. So that varies a lot like that, and it also varies depending on the person's exposure to these things. In other words, Indian people in Oklahoma aren't that affected by the nickname here at the University of Illinois compared to the Native people, students, faculty who live here. So that's one of the reasons why I think there's some diversity in the opinions on this.
You know, one thing I've heard, Jay, in discussions about this is people saying, well, sports teams are praised and they're supported. They are exalted in our culture. Why would you object to a Native American name being attached to it?
Well, it depends on your definition of praised. I would say that Native Americans, the ones who are opposed, in general feel like they are being totally misrepresented and stereotyped in all of these cases, all right? And so if you look at the teams that use these mascots and logos, et cetera, every one of them is very similar. They all sort of adopt the symbols of the Plains tribe, the Sioux tribe. They all have the same kind of feathers and the same kind of paint. And for the most part, this is kind of a Hollywood stereotype of what all American Indians are like. And as I'm sure and I hope you know, in Washington, there's a great variety of nations whose symbols are very different from the symbols that are used in these mascots. And so what it does is it gives the American public this idea that all Indians look like this, number one, that all Indians still look like this, and it also keeps Indian people sort of trapped in the past. So it really fosters kind of an environment of ignorance. It's not a question of honoring people. It's sort of fostering this idea that's basically wrong about who Native people are.
Jay, you said this is going in one direction. Teams are dumping these Native American slogans, these Native American names for the mascots. And yet the Washington, D.C. Redskins remain. The Stanley Cup winning Chicago Blackhawks remain. The Atlanta Braves remain. Am I missing something? Are there actually incipient movements in those areas to dump those names too?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the movement against these things, there's very much a national movement. And people are opposed to all of those. Of course, when you're talking about professional teams, as I'm sure you know, you're talking about a multi-billion dollar business. And it's very difficult to convince people who are making that kind of money and profit off these things to change. But I was really struck by a poll that I just saw, and I believe I saw it in USA Today, where residents of Washington, D.C. were asked their opinion about the nickname Redskins. And in that poll, 61% favored the name, which I guess essentially means 39 were opposed. Now, that sounds like, oh, well, there's a big majority that favor that.
It does.
But if you look at it in context, that's a tiny amount. If you polled other teams in other places that don't have Native American nicknames, it would be 100% to zero in favor of keeping them.
Hey, Jay, thanks for joining us and adding this perspective. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for the invite.
Jay Rosenstein, he made the PBS documentary In Whose Honor about this controversy over the use of Indian mascots in sports. Earlier, I was asking you what you felt about this. Let's go to the phones. We've got Linda giving us a call here where are you calling from, Linda?
I'm calling from Maple Valley.
Thank you very much for calling us. What do you think about, first of all, the Port Townsend School Board dumping the name the Redskins, and in general, about the use of Native American names for mascots?
Well, in general, I think Redskins, that type of thing, I don't really approve of that. But I'm from Spokane, and I went to a high school called North Central, and it was one of the first high schools built there. And we were the North Central Indians, and the school became very ancient, and they rebuilt it. And it remained the North Central Indians. We never had any complaints. It was all treated with great respect. Our team, you know, they were the Indians. We had a chieftain, and the guys that won their letters and sweaters, they were in the chieftain's club. The girls marching, they were the Red Feathers. We also had a beautiful painting of a chief on our one of the entries on the hardwood.
And let me ask you, are they still the Indians?
They are still the Indians. They built a new school, and they loom special carpet
right
with chieftains in it. There's never been any complaint around there, but, you know, it was built so back so far. You know, the school was so old. I think it opened in 1890 or something.
Hey, Linda, I got a couple more people I'd like to speak to, but I appreciate you telling me that story about the school that you went to where this was not really an issue. Mark's on the line calling today from Purdy, and he wants to point out there are differences between these mascot names. Mark, go right ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between a name like Redskin and one like Braves. The Braves is a very positive reference to Native Americans, where Redskins is purely racial, talking about skin tone. And that doesn't do, I don't think it works in today's culture. I don't know that you could broaden that out. We haven't seen any references, for instance, to African Americans, but I suppose you could make, you know, I don't know if there's a school out there that has a mascot of the Buffalo Soldiers, which might be extremely positive, versus one based on skin tone, which would be entirely negative.
Hey, Mark, thanks for adding that perspective to it. Thanks for all of your phone calls. If you didn't get a chance to weigh in, you can go to our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation, and add something there. You can follow us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter, by the way, where we're approaching 5,000 followers. Maybe you can take us over the top on that. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.